To Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Well, by the mid-2020s, BASF plans to bring hybrid wheat to the market. BASF Senior Vice President of Seed and Traits, Rick Turner, says the initial yield gains will be in the range of 7 to 10%.
But we see that compounding over time. So as you see in other crops, the yield gains have been much larger than the yield gain has been in wheat, and we anticipate that, you know, if you have a continuous curve of 1 or 2% per year over a period of time, you'll have substantially higher yields than you have today. This is not what's happened with varieties. Variety yields have been pretty flat for quite a while, so we expect that over a period of time the yields will dramatically increase.
Turner says hybrid wheat will also make it easier to balance yield and protein. Hybrid wheat is also seen as a tool to bring more acres back into wheat production.
Wheat lost acres to other crops because they were more profitable, and I think it's not been a lack of market for wheat. It's been a lack of interest in satisfying the markets.
Allendale, Chief.